يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا الذين كفروا يردوكم على أعقابكم فتنقلبوا خاسرين.
Believers, if you follow those who deny the truth, they will drive you back on your heels, and you will turn about losers.
بل الله مولاكم وهو خير الناصرين.
But Allah is your protector, and He is the best of helpers.
سنلقي في قلوب الذين كفروا الرعب بما أشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا ومأواهم النار وبئس مثوى الظالمين.
We will cast terror into the hearts of those who have denied the truth, since they have associated others with Allah in His divinity, for which He has sent down no sanction. The fire is their abode. How bad the resting place of the wrongdoers will be.
وَلَقَدْ صَدَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ إِذْ تَحُسُّونَهُمْ بِإِذْنِهِ حتى إذا فشلتم وتنازعتم في الأمر وعصيتم من بعد ما أراكم ما تحبون منكم من يريد الدنيا ومنكم من يريد الآخرة ثم صرفكم عنهم ليبتليكم ولقد عفا عنكم والله ذو فضل على المؤمنين.
Allah surely fulfilled His promise of succor when you were slaying them by His leave until the moment when you flagged and quarreled among yourselves about the matter and disobeyed the Prophet, after he showed you what you intensely desire. For some of you sought this world, and some of you sought the next. Thereupon, in order to put you to a test, he turned you away from your foes. Still, he pardoned you after that, for Allah is bounteous to those who believe.
إِذْ تُصْعِدُونَ وَلَا تَلْوُونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ فِي أُخْرَاكُمْ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ فِي أُخْرَاكُمْ فَأَثَابَكُمْ غَمًّا بِغَمٍّ لِكَيْ لَا تَحْزَنُوا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا مَا أَصَابَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Recall when you were fleeing without casting even a side glance at anyone, and the messenger was calling out to you from the rear. Then Allah requited you by inflicting grief after grief upon you, so as to instruct you neither to grieve for the losses you might suffer or for the afflictions that might befall you. Allah knows all that you do. And the messenger was calling out to you from the rear. When subjected to a sudden two-pronged attack, the Muslims scattered. Some fled to Medina, while others climbed Mount Uhud. Despite this, the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not budge from his position. The enemy surrounded him on all sides, and only a small party of 10 to 12 followers was left with him. Even at that critical moment, his feet remained firm, and he continued to summon his fleeing followers towards himself.
ثم أنزل عليكم من بعد الغم أمنة نعاسا يغشى طائفة منكم وطائفة قد أهمتهم أنفسهم يظنون بالله غير الحق ظن الجاهلية يقولون هل لنا من الأمر من شيء قل إن الأمر كله لله يخفون في أنفسهم ما لا يبدون لك يقولون لو كان لنا من الأمر شيء ما قتلنا هاهنا قل لو كنتم في بيوتكم لبرز الذين كتب عليهم القتل إلى مضاجعهم وليبتلي الله ما في صدوركم وليمحص ما في قلوبكم والله عليم بذات الصدور.
Then, after inflicting this grief, he sent down an inner peace upon you, a sleep which overtook some of you, those who were concerned merely about themselves, entertaining false notions about Allah. The notions of the age of ignorance asked, "Have we any say in the matter?" Tell them, "Truly, all power of decision rests solely with Allah. Indeed, they conceal in their hearts what they would not reveal to you, saying, 'If we had any power of decision, we would not have been slain here.' Say, even if you had been in your houses, those for whom slaying had been appointed would have gone forth to the places where they were to be slain. All this happened so that Allah might test the thoughts you entertained in your hearts and purge your hearts of all impurities. Allah knows well what is in the breasts of men." A sleep which overtook some of you. A strange phenomenon was experienced at the time by some Muslim soldiers. Abu Talha, who took part in the battle, states that the Muslims were seized by such drowsiness that their swords began to slip from their hands.
إن الذين تولوا منكم يوم التقى الجمعان إنما استزلهم الشيطان ببعض ما كسبوا ولقد عفى الله عنهم إن الله غفور حليم.
Surely those of them who turned their backs on the day when the two armies met did so because Satan made them slip because of some of their lapses. But Allah has pardoned them. He is all forgiving, all forbearing.